Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I don't know what's going on here. We've got a storm going on out here, and I'm trying to find out what the problem is. I'd hate to cancel this show, but we don't know what's going on here. Let's see. Trying to get... anyway, we'll... among the birthdays today are Thomas Hastings. If you've been to New York, it has a beautiful library, and he was the architect. One of the two composers born on this day, Carl Ruggles and Henry Cowell. The inventor of one of the, I think it's analog computers, was Vannevar Bush. And two famous generals are born on this day. A Polish general, Anders, who fought in World War II and then was unable to return to Poland because Stalin and his thugs had taken over. Then we had General Henri Giraud, French general. He was competitor to Charles de Gaulle. He thought he should run France after the Allies defeated the Germans, but de Gaulle was more politically more savvy than Giraud. Giraud also had escaped from captivity. Famous, quite a general. Also on this day, you remember the Lawrence Welkshell, he was born in Nebraska, and he never lost his German accent. And the founder of the New York Post was a woman, Dorothy Schiff. One of the conspirators against Adolf Hitler in the July 1944 assassination attempt was the son of von Moltke, who was the grandson of the great German military strategist and the son of Anyway, he was implicated in the assassination attempt on Hitler. Also on this day, famous black, Ralph Ellison, who wrote Invisible Man. Then we had he died on this day. Then Harold Wilson, who was Prime Minister of England during Labour Prime Minister of England during the 60s, was suspected closet communist. If you like the tango, Astor Piazzolla, his birthday. Ralph Abernathy, who was overshadowed by Martin Luther King, both civil rights activists. And Sam Donaldson, born on this day. And then one of the greatest associate justices of the U.S. Supreme Court, Antonin Scalia, who those of us who admire him consider him an incandescent intellect. Among the deaths today was John Chapman, who was also known as Johnny Appleseed. I think he was born in Indiana. Charles Sumner, who was a white civil rights activist during before the American Civil War, and he died during the Civil War. Great soprano, I think she was from Scotland, Geraldine Ferrar, of Tuscany. He used to conduct her at the Metropolitan, and she and him had a dispute over artistic interpretation. And she said, "Maestro, here I am the star." Toscanini closed his eyes, lifted his head to heaven, and said, "Madam, the only stars I know are in heaven." And that shut her up. Whitney Young, another civil rights activist, died on this day. And then a famous explorer who was the brother of Senator Harry Byrd. This Byrd, Admiral Byrd, was a explorer of the South Pole. If you saw the film Blackboard Jungle, Richard Brooks was the director of that. And, of course, Jack Cashel has another book out on why American education, or public schools, I think that's the title, are just hopeless. And this is one of the reasons that we do have blackboard jungles in our urban schools, and it's because of the radical left have infiltrated the teaching profession. Among the events today, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers was set up in 1779. Benjamin Banneker was a black who worked with L'Enfant to set up, lay out the Washington, D.C. Also on this day, the U.S. War Department set up the Bureau of Indian Affairs, which was later transferred to the Interior Department. And in 1918, after the Communist Revolution, we had Moscow. St. Petersburg was the capital, but Moscow was set up as the new capital of the Union of Socialist Republics. Also on this day in 1935, the Bank of Canada was set up. We also had in 1942, after the Germans and the Gestapo moved into into France, they started deporting German French Jews to Auschwitz. And also on this day in 1942, General Douglas MacArthur was ordered to leave Corregidor and sail for Australia. And we'll have that tape in another day. And when he arrived in Australia, and of course, a lot of people were soldiers who were left to become a part of the Bataan Death March, never forgave MacArthur, even though FDR ordered him to flee to Australia to reorganize American opposition to the Japanese in the South Pacific. In 1953, an A-bomb was accidentally dropped on South Carolina, and some wag said that was too bad it didn't explode. Anyway, it did explode. And then in 1982, Begin and Sadat signed a peace treaty with Jimmy Carter smiling in the middle. Since we had a storm shutdown, we're going to continue and try to get the rest of this, our show, this screw-up here. I can't explain it. But anyway, this is very important. I think Dr. Loyal Davis is very important because he was a long-time head of the of Northwestern University's teaching program for surgeons, and he believed that doctors should not be fee-splitting, that they should look at the ability of their patients to pay. He was quite an inspiration to medical students at Northwestern University Medical School in Chicago. And also, I think Richard Daley had a heart attack, and that's where he ended up down there. Supposedly, he had a heart attack while sitting on the toilet. There's some dispute about that one. Anyway, Davis is very important. He opposed the marriage of Ronald Reagan and his stepdaughter Nancy Davis, and also the fact that he they were both, Reagan and Davis were both from southern Illinois. This is quite interesting. And, of course, this screw up here, we've got the storm, and I can't help the storm. We were crying at, in California that there's a drought. Now people are crying now we have storms, and there's flooding all over, but you can't have it, you know, they got to make up their mind. Anyway, we're going to be back. This I can't help the storms, and we've done our best. so we will be back Monday at 4 p.m. Hopefully we'll have the storm under control. And, of course, we're going to daylight saving time, which is a growing number of people who are opposed to this. Maybe we'll just leave it alone and because it just throws everybody off. So what was I going to say? We shall see what we shall see. Also, there'll be an update on has Trump trumped the old bulls in the Republican Party. And it's an interesting analogy. There's two analogies that come up in American and Canadian politics. In American politics, for instance, when Ronald Reagan came out of the West, of Southern California, the Eastern liberal, so-called Rockefeller Republicans, opposed Reagan, but he won anyway, and he won two terms in the White House. Also, in 1968, Pierre Trudeau, the father of this current newly elected Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada, Pierre Trudeau was a liberal who, from a very wealthy French and Scottish family, his father made money in gas stations in Quebec. He attended Harvard University, and then when he went to Moscow, he threw snowballs at Stalin's statue, and I think they kicked him out. Anyway, he was a liberal, and I remember we were in Canada for Expo 67, and Trudeau took over the Liberal Party and defeated the Conservatives under, I think, Robert Stanfield. Anyway, in 1968, we had a Conservative who became president down here in the United States, and that was Richard Nixon. So it seems like when the Canadians elect one party, in this case a Liberal, the Americans elect a Conservative. So we should see if this pattern follows again this November 2016. Anyway, because of the storm and the things that got screwed up, we will be back on Monday, and hopefully we'll have that audio extract from Dr. Davis, on Dr. Davis at the American College of Surgeons, and we'll hope to get this all straightened out, but I can't fight the weather, so let's see what we shall see, and let's see, yeah. And then next week is our annual, when we twit the Irish, as I like to say. So we'll call it some of the things you didn't know and some of the things you don't want to know about the Irish. And Patrick Butler, a professional Irishman, who actually is half Russian, he will be our guest on Wednesday. We're going to start a day early. Just like the Irish. Some of the Irish do start celebrating a day early. And, of course, I remember marching in the St. Patrick's Day parade in our band. And when they threw green dye in the Chicago River, somebody commented they had to cite the guy for pollution. But they didn't. And, of course, the river survived like all politicians. And we shall see what we shall see. Anyway, this is everything so screwed up right now. I really don't know what to do. But anyway, come on. We're going to end with our usual politics and poker if I can get it to come up here. And also go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. We're going to put up more exposés on public corruption. And I just had it. And here we go with politics and poker to end our show.
Hey, Ben, want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Gentlemen,
Here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace Bet.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the town?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one, I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of jacks, bat out.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up and cards and find the joker. Need a game for children, need a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, what to bet,
where to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
Raise your mind.
I'll call.
I'll call.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Panjachinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, playing for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck. Politics and poker, politics and poker, makes the average
Brazola. Good night, and sorry for the storm. I can't help it. We'll be back Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Good night.